8:43, Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, America's Wing Joint. Good morning, Coach. How you doing? Whoop, Coach, do we have you? I don't know why that didn't work. Let me try this one more time. Always appreciate Coach Q's time, including the time it takes to get him on the air. Coach, do we have you?
Yes, we are. Here.
How about that, man? How about that? It was like the power play earlier in the year. We just couldn't find the back of the net. Yes, it is. Hey, I want to talk about Seabrook for a second. 13 years in the league, and in the last 12 years, he's missed a total of 15 games. He'll play his 1,000th regular season game tonight. At the age of 32, that's a lot of miles on those legs, but it's a heck of an accomplishment and a nice honor for Brent Seabrook.
It really is. He's done a great job, and you look at what he's done over his career and being not missing games. Everybody's got issues as far as health, something nagging, something bugging him. Seabs, you never know what he's dealing with. He's always ready to play. He's the most vocal guy on the bench, in the locker room, ready to compete to the next level. So you got to love what he brings to your team. Great leader, and 1,000 games is a great compliment with one team right from the start, and a lot of success in between. So it's a big night for him, and well-earned and well-deserved.
Only the fifth Blackhawk ever to get to that mark of 1,000 games. That is a lot of punishment, but that's also a lot of good times. That's three cups, that's a lot of wins, and that's a lot of leadership from Brent Seabrook. So, as you said, Coach, well-deserved, and it should be a lot of fun for people at the game tonight.
Yes, it will. And, and it's a great honor to do it in one team, one in the tradition of how many Blackhawks have played here, and to be fifth, to be accomplishing that goal or that objective, pretty amazing, and should be proud of it.
Third among defensemen, and do you think we'll see too many guys get to 1,000 games with one franchise in the future, given free agency and given player movement now in the NHL?
And the salary cap.
A lot of reasons why the special guys that are probably the ones that are drafted high, that are top players, the organization finds the way to keep those guys in one place to be the ones that do it, because it's hard to, with the player movement and the cap, like you say, and when teams have success, all of a sudden a lot of guys start moving around a bit like we've seen here. It's tough to be in one place, but it's a great compliment to have all that success and be a part of it and continue on like Seabs has here in one place. But we also got Dunks just right behind him shortly. Going to make the same accomplishments, which is pretty amazing when you got a pair of defensemen in the same situation that been a part of it and shared it and played a lot of games together, a lot of minutes together. So that's it'll be pretty fun when Dunks gets that accomplishment as well.
A lot of games, a lot of wins, and championships as well. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum because you have some new blood on hand. And what can Blackhawks fans expect from Dylan Sekura?
Well, Dylan is he's got some skill and he's got some quickness to his game. He's one of those guys that handles the puck, sees plays, makes plays, and I think the offensive side of the game is his strength, and I'll be looking forward to seeing how he handles the situation at a higher pace here today. But it's had a lot of success with his line scoring. They had success on the power play. He'll get a little exposure to that here today as well. So it's looking forward to seeing him play. He really improved each and every year since he's been drafted here, and good progression to this season as well there at Northeastern, and I'm sure he's excited as heck to get his first NHL game here tonight.
By the way, for folks wondering who the other four were who have achieved 1,000 games, Blackhawks who have achieved 1,000 games, Bob Murray, Eric Nestorenko, Bobby Hall, and the great Stan Mikita will be tough to catch ever. 1,394 games as a Chicago Blackhawk. How about that? That's a lot of hockey, man.
A lot of games. A lot of hockey.
Now, on the flip side of this, Coach, and I know you know this number, but is and you got some more work to do this season, but while we reflect on this season and where you guys go over the summer and into next year, by Friday, 10 players who have made their NHL debut with the Hawks this year. How about that number?
I didn't hear that number. What was the number?
10 players will have made their NHL debut with the Hawks this year.
And then I go back over the last 5 or 6 years. It's almost a comparable number. And a number of guys that coming into our organization getting a chance to play this year. It speaks volumes for finding players and giving opportunity as well. Rockford has really had a situation where they've been a great pipeline for us. And this year, they've got some guys that have earned the opportunity to play some games based on how well they played down there. But we've had some guys at the beginning of the season. We know eventually they're going to get their turn up here, and it's just a matter of when. But the depth is something you need organizationally because of the position we're in with the cap. And we need new guys to not only come in and play for us, but we need new guys to come in and start making contributions where all of a sudden they're going to be important players as the season progresses.
We talked about Sakura. You have Blake Hillman, a defenseman from the University of Denver. I don't know if you're planning to play him tonight, or I know you're at Colorado tomorrow night. Is there an advantage either way, college versus non-college players coming into the league?
Hello?
Is there an advantage either way, college versus non-college players coming into the league, was Dave's question.
Hello?
No, I don't think he can hear us.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, it just goes with the flow. Thank you, Coach. We're not going to try to reconnect again because he's got places to go and stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Got a game to get ready for.
Thank him. And it just goes with the territory this year, doesn't it? It's going to be an interesting offseason. It's going to be an interesting Blackhawks convention. And before long, it'll be we don't want to rush October. We're barely into spring here.
No.
But when we get back to October, the Hawks have a lot to prove. You know, I think we all went in, certainly I did, we all went into this season after the disappointment in the sweep last year in Nashville, where we all thought, well, listen, they're going to be so fired up. They're just going to fly through the league this year. Not only did it not happen when Corey Crawford got injured, it went to show how big a deal it is to have a number one goalie and a goalie of Crawford's stature in the net. Wasn't all the goalie's fault, but certainly we needed Crawford much more than a lot of people probably realized. So you chalk this year up to you don't have it all figured out. Not that the Hawks ever claimed they did, but certainly I had gotten cocky. I had gotten used to winning. I had gotten spoiled. And now as Hawks fans, we look forward to next season because they do have something to prove now. They're coming back next year, and they literally, for the first time in many years, have to prove that they are still capable of winning and getting back to a Stanley Cup.
Steve, this was a 50-win team last year.
Yep.
That got swept in the playoffs. I think we all just assumed they'll figure it out. They always do, and it didn't happen this year. You mentioned goaltending, and they made another move in that area as they recalled goaltender Colin Delia from Rockford, and they're going to play him, I think, maybe tomorrow night against Colorado. We'll see him. So
okay.
You have this influx of youth. They've had it all year, but now late in the season with some of these college guys coming in, they'll get a chance. They'll get a look-see, and we'll kind of look towards the future.
The Blues are the final home game. That's next Friday night. After the Colorado game tomorrow night, they have one in St. Louis and one here against the Blues, and then they're done.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
they play at
feeling.
Winnipeg to end the season next weekend after that a home and home with St. Louis next week. So,
texter from the 773, Brent Seabrook and his then very pregnant, beautiful wife took time out to shake my 13-year-old son's hand and talk to him during the celebrations of the first Stanley Cup. The glow my son had after that was fantastic. Great hockey player, better man. Isn't that nice?
I think that really kind of speaks to why this team has been successful for so long, because I think you'd find a lot of stories like that about a lot of the guys on the Blackhawks roster for the past 10 years.
Right. Good guys doing a good thing.
Yep.